It must have been warmer where you come from.
I never saw snow until last month. We were crossing the Barrowlands, me and the men my father sent to see me north, and this white stuff began to fall, like a soft rain. At first I thought so beautiful, like feathers drifting from the sky, but it kept on and on until I was frozen to the bone. The men had crusts of snow in their beards and on their shoulders, and it still kept coming. I was afraid it would never end.
John smiled. The wall loomed before them, glimmering palely in the light of the half-moon. In the sky above, the stars burned clear and sharp.
"Are they going to make me go up there?"
Sam asked, his face curdled like old milk as he looked at the great wooden stairs.
"I'll die if I have to climb that."
"There's a winch," John said, pointing. "They can draw you up in a cage." Samuel Tarley sniffed.
"I don't like high places."
It was too much. John frowned, incredulous.
"Are you afraid of everything?" he asked. "I don't understand. If you are truly so craven, why are you here?
Why would a coward want to join the night's watch?" Samuel Tarley looked at him for a long moment, and his round face seemed to cave in on itself. He sat down on the frost-covered ground and began to cry, huge, choking sobs that made his whole body shake.